I start shaking.
You're now live in the mix with. You're in the mix with the Bleed DJs.
We take it over.
What up? Is it Miss Journey back all the way in Charlotte, North Carolina from Nashville, Tennessee? I am back. It happened to be in the warmth of the East. And it's cold over here, so that's telling you a lot about where I just came from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But shout outs to everybody at the Southern Entertainment Awards. What the hell you got in your head?
That's some noise, man. Celebration.
Stop that. I lost. Look, stop that. I lost.
It's okay, though.
I know. But it was their 10th, award show, so I just know the events I do and the preparation it takes to make those events happen. So to do an award show on that scale, I got to show the Southern Entertainment Committee love. I got to show Genario love. Like, thank y'all for acknowledging the work I'm putting in. And also my crew, because my crew has been nominated in the years past. I know I've been nominated. I've been nominated like 8 or 9 times.
Yeah, it's been a few times, yeah.
I won one. I won one.
I thought you won two of them.
No, it was just the one.
The one?
Just the one. I was hoping to bring
this one. I feel
like
you should win every year. That's my opinion. I might be touch biased, but hey. If the person that wins, we have not, like, you know, unfamiliar with them.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it's a lot for me to be recognized all the way down there from here. So,
yeah,
a lot of the people down there, I wasn't familiar with, but I got to do a lot of networking, met a lot of cool people, and actually, I rode on a plane with this lady, and we got to talking, and she told me about her son who's in college for music, and he wants to be a producer, and I told her what I was going down there for, and she was like, oh my God. So, immediately, when we was doing our connecting flight, we were trying to get him a ticket, and it hit me. I get 2 tickets and I'm going by myself. So I was like, I'll give him the ticket.
Word.
And I ended up meeting her son while I was down there. My mama does shit like this all the time. Like, literally. Like, I love the reason why I even embraced the whole idea is because I know how my mama is, and she, you know, my mama support me. Her show is a little, you know, risque. She used colorful language. But I want to be on your show. I know about sex. Mama, don't nobody want to hear you talk about sex. No. No. I don't want to know how.
Would that be uncomfortable for you?
No, because she talks about sex all the time. But I just don't want the world to hear our conversations. My mama has said some things that may... You know how I be looking when you say some stuff, bitch.
That makes for good... Yeah. That's good material, yeah.
And her best friend wants to be on the show, too. But I just know having that support system is amazing. Like, a lot of people don't have that. I was talking to a rapper. I won't put his name out there, but we have a lot of deep conversations. And he was telling me, like, how his mother was about his career. Supportive, but not really, you know, hands limp. Yeah, I ain't gonna listen to too many of your songs, though. You know what I'm saying? But my mama listened to the show. She hands out buttons. Let us have flyers. I don't have to never hand out flyers, the wrist bracelets. They be gone before I even get them. Between her, my little brother, and my daddy, that's our street team.
Street team.
And my little brother next work. You see my little brother be everywhere. But I liked his mother for supporting him. So when I went downstairs and I met him, he came to get ticket at the hotel, in my hotel.
Yeah.
I had to clutch my pearls. I said, ooh, they don't come like you in my age group. No, they do not. He was like 22. And he couldn't believe I was 30, but...
Yeah, you like them young boys.
I don't. I do not. I like them old. No, that was one exception. It was a couple months younger. Shut up. I ain't talking to you. Anyway, back to the subject. Much love. I had fun on my trip. Even though, I sat down, show started, and it was like, oh, I lost first category. Always. Man. You remember last time I went, I lost before I even got off the plane.
Man.
And I found out the next day that I had lost the day before. So.
Oh, yeah, you lost yesterday.
I was like, they ain't gonna call my category before I leave. And somebody was like, they did that one yesterday. Such and such one. I said, oh. Well, I'm gonna leave now because I gotta catch my flight. But I made my flight plans so I can actually stay for the whole event this year. So it was really, really, really cool. I enjoyed myself. Like I said, big ups to them. But you know what? Classic also felt I should have won something. Classic was like, they should have gave you something. Shit.
Fine.
Something. Shit. I got an amazing support system that believes in me. So it's just like, I don't even care if I win. To be acknowledged was great. And my supporters, I love y'all because y'all are retarded. And it just, we are family. Okay. But anyway, the topic of today's show, we're going to do a little rap and romance. You know what I'm saying? And this came about, I tell y'all on the B-side, but we're going to start the show with one of my favorite songs out right now. And it's from Tabby Bonet. And it is Terrace Love Menace. I love Tabby. Y'all know I love me some Tabby. He's like my favorite rapper right now. Let that shit rock.
Wanna own her first name. I knew that from the moment that she first came. Caught up in the moment, how time flies. She turned me down 8, it took me 9 tries. Contemplate life over milkshake and fries. When I'm with her every day, the 4th of July. The beautifulest thing that I ever knew. She laid as usual, right on schedule. Ain't seen her in a minute. Yesterday was too long ago, I need minutes. She tried to keep my head down on her until she finished. Terrorist love minutes, minutes. I listen to the things that she going through. Then simply ask her what she thinks she going to do. Then I let her know that I'm here for her. And whatever that she need, I support her. Break up with me like once a month. Then text me the next day, I'm like, what you want? She apologized, of course I obliged. Cause the day she leave me is the day I die. She my best friend, she my better half. It's us against the world until this earth end. And I'm usually not really the jealous type. But I could kill a motherfucker tonight. Them numbers in the phone better not be wrong. Them better be your girlfriends on the other line. My heart be double time, she better not be lying. I ask God just to please give me a sign. And there you were, gorgeous as ever. You told me you wouldn't cheat on me, not ever. And I won't either, so we are forever. I know that you love me.
gotta love Tabby, man. I swear, that is my dude. I would love to have an interview with Tabby. I might try to put that into motion. Have a little convo with him. He seems like he's an open type dude. Anyway, I was talking to, like I said, I got a support system, so I have, like, people in place I talk to when I'm going through certain things. Like, I talked to Bishop, he's in my support system. A random conversation came up with one of my supporters, and I was just like, damn, I've been single for 4 years, yo. It might be time for me to, you know.
Gonna jump back out there.
Yeah, put my toe back in the water.
Gonna get back in the dating scene.
Yeah. Shit. But before I can even do, even think about it real good, stalker. I met a dude while I was working. He not in the business. Just random dude that was there. He hit on me. Gave him my number. I ran his references first. Everybody said he was a cool dude. All right, cool. So we never went out, never not even talked to each other on the phone. We text like once every 3 weeks, and it's like funny banter back and forth. And all I said was C, the letter C. C, the letter C, as in cat. That's what the text consists of, the letter C. All of a sudden, he just started flipping. He flipped retarded on me. About 39 to 40 texts came after that. I said, oh, obviously, you're going through something. So, I am sorry. You go back to whatever you're going through. Don't put that shit on me. And I forgot to say good day. Because, you know, when I say good day, that ends the conversation. Good day. I forgot to say good day, so maybe, I'm going to say maybe he didn't. He kept on text. I'm talking about this shit went on from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. Me being the bitch I am, I pulled out the blacklist. Like, yeah, you block. He's simple as that. You block. You, yeah.
Those are text messages he was sending.
Yeah, but he was call. He started calling too.
Like when you said C, what was the C about?
Ain't no answers to these text messages, bitch.
They're not. That looks like a very one-sided conversation.
Yeah, and then it was just like
Back to that, I'm trying to understand what set it off. Was it just like a random? He just went off for no reason because that happens.
No, it was about hanging out or something. About us hanging out. And he said something. I don't know, I erased these because they kept coming so frequently and I couldn't get to my blacklist quick enough.
I mean, prior to the flippage.
That's what I'm talking about. We were talking about going out or something.
Okay.
And then he said something. He might say he was busy or something. I don't know. And I was like, see? And that's all I said. And then he flipped.
Now, you said some shit before you said C.
No, I didn't.
Well, the nigga crazy.
That nigga crazy. Did you not see all these texts?
Nigga, yeah, well, I did see those texts.
Look. And his calls.
Is he local?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, but he don't know where I live.
That's probably a good thing.
He just know where I hang out sometimes where I won't be hanging out.
Yeah,
for a while. Because this nigga is, like, okay.
No more hangout.
No more hangout. Like, I can't even go out and shit. Because this is what happens when two things happen. Two. One, I broke my rule. Instead of staying in my fucking lane with the cute, deep wave, thuggy niggas. Here I go. Giving a non-brown person a chance.
Non-brown person.
Is that politically correct?
Is this a white person?
Yes, he's Blanco.
Blanco.
Like, you know how... This is why I stay in my lane. This is why I stay with what I like. It wasn't even that I was attracted to him. I was like... Everybody telling me, well, damn. Journey always like the thugs. Journey does like thugs. I do. I like niggas with tatted necks and a bunch of tattoos. Will I take them home to my mama? Doubtful. Will I have fun with them? Damn sure.
Probably.
Talk about shit. I'm about to say would I make love in the with the thug in the trap with his Tim's on? I would.
Make love with
the thug in the trap with his Tim's. friend zone. I damn sure would. But I tried to break out of what I'm used to. And this is the shit. This is why I stay in my lane. People need to learn to stay in their fucking lane. This conversation let me know two things. One, why the fuck he's single. Two, why the hell I'm single. And I even told him. I was like, look, Journey don't do this. I said myself in third person. Journey don't do all this back and forth. So, conversation over. It's it. Oh. So, I guess me ignoring his text. The first, you just seen the last. These are the texts from the last 12 hours.
Oh, right there.
Yes.
When did all this happen? This is over the weekend.
This started Friday.
Let's play a song here. And then
okay. Let's do Ghostface Child's Play. I love this track, yo.
Set up by the tree trunk, white mini skirt with a Betty Boo bump. She had an ass like Deborah Cox, face like Lauren, waist like a Coke bottle scoring. Pretty young thing, love the swings. At times she got my dingling hard. When she said push hard, she kept Vaseline open as she swung back. Couldn't help her dress flew back. Now I'm held accountable right for my actions. Right before the Wallaby chant was rocking Wallows, drawing cards, sent the rap message through a bottle. Lines from Dolomite, few tips from Goins. Birthday, gave her 2 50-cent coins. Puppy love, gorgeous face, amazed by her lip gloss. Cherry scent, when the princess spoke, yo, it bounced off. Like Marilyn Monroe, threw a rose in her mouth. Wherever God go, will be Mrs. Cole. Girl so pretty, kids with little bitties. Help the years go slow, slow. Surrounded by intelligence, life through education. Healthy minds will grow, grow. Catch me on a bus stop, dusting, cursing out the cops. You still come and vibe with me. Everybody's talking about Wu-Tang fronting, but you're still telling lies to me. Beautiful at life shows. Having no intentions on love, but have you strung, I suppose. Here we go. The way she popped the gum, shook her ass, I'm not the one. Double dutch, waiting for the bus with faggot Laurie's son. An hour later, lady, 7th floor, building 780. Fancy fox, booties for her socks, nothing else can change me. Young Nefertiti, knowledge seed with no jewelry on Tahitian fresh berry treat. She's a Capricorn, I really like the girl. Had dreams about her, thinking to myself, some nights it got her. But hating with Shanae and Grace and Key Lolo. Trick bitches jumped my boo at the school a few years ago. Hit me, you hit me, Grace got the last hit. Hey yo, these bitches start swinging and shit. So I jumped in. Those were the days, made faces, school plays, paper trays, citywide tests, made half a day. Shooting puppy water, might hump the pillow, dick an inch taller. Stapleton bum nigga, I'll pop a cherry for. Fresh air, fun, hair's done, alphabets, barrettes, jellies, bubble yum, soda tongue, too young to come. Then engage it with them candy rings, ayo, I hit that shit. Got jealous when she kissed Rob, I broke her Chico sticks. Guys and girls, y'all remember those days and shit. Girls walk around in school, one ponytail with the barrette. Necks looking like baby powder, you know what I mean? Those are the days right there. Boston baked beans, girls come to school with mad candy, you know what I mean? Come to school on half a days and all that. Just to see that little girl right there. My mind used to just go home and think about her, you know what I mean? May hump the bed sometime on her, you know what I mean? Word. Those days, man, those are the good old days right there, G. That shit was fun. Lunchroom, see you in the lunchroom, you know what I mean? Might get a little, go to the GO store or something, you know what I mean? Word. Buy a little chocolate, a little shake or something. You know what I mean? Little butter crunch joints or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How's that real shit, G?
I miss that shit, things, yo.
I want to go back to school.
I want
to
go back to school soon.
My word, man.
On everything.
It's my word, man.
Shout out to the dudes I dated back in high school, yo. Some of y'all are still actually in my life. Yeah, I keep my friends for forever. I really do. Back to the story, though. We'll get to them later. So, me ignoring all the mini texts was just not enough. This nigga takes it to Facebook and he posts, "That's fucked up," on my wall. So immediately, let me tell y'all what I learned from my... See, some people don't learn from their mistakes. With my ex-husband, I ignored red flags. It was red flags, stop signs, stop lights, all that shit, saying, no, no, don't do it, reconsider. No, I ignored that shit. This time, immediately when the flag came up, I said, whoa, psycho, leave him alone. So I left it alone. He goes to Facebook, that's fucked up. Oh, so you know what I did? You know what? This was last... Yeah, no, no, no. This by the time I was leaving for I was on a plane and I come off the plane to all these damn texts. So I delete him off my Facebook. So you think that shit is over, right?
Yeah.
No. He goes from saying that's fucked up on Facebook to go back to the text to say that's fucked up. I deleted him. So a day passed. I'm like, okay, cool. He caught the hint.
He done calmed down, let it go.
He done figured out, you know. We not the two, you not the one. Let's go ahead.
It is what it is.
You know? No. 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 Yesterday. Do you feel better now? No, nigga, do you feel better? Like, I'm still not talking to this nigga. This shit is still going directly to my block list. So, I have to figure out, now that I got the Galaxy 3, how do I block? Because he ended up leaving me a voicemail. Oh, I had never listened to the voicemail. We must see what the voicemail sounds like.
Drum roll fucking please. We're going to play a track real quick. There's one track on there that I was liking. I done forgot what the track was. Damn. This Digital Underground. You know
what I'm saying? Kiss You Back.
This is always a good one. Bang, bang.
Three DJs. Oh, shit. We take it over. This nigga done left right, three damn messages.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
Yeah, shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
We chocolate crossover.
Yeah, we chocolate crossover.
See me, cocoa, Michael.
I'm cocoa and I might go pop. Now it's about time that I clear this. So pardon me, miss, but I'd like for you to hear this.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
You see, I feel real good inside, and it's just from your nearness. There's no need for you to fear this.
Kiss me,
I'll kiss you back.
Ooh. Well, you look kinda cute to me. I think we can achieve this. Plus, you act like you need this. Kiss me, and I'll kiss you back. You act real fly. Money D's not buying it. Quit denying it, you're better off trying it. Freak me, girl, and I'll freak you back.
Through any kind of weather, will me and you forever stay together? Well, I just don't know, but I tell you what though, if you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Kiss you back.
And I guess you wanna know if I'm gonna be around. I ain't sure, but I tell you what I do know. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Kiss you back.
Alright, let's do this.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Yeah, kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
You with it? Cause if you with it, I'm with it. Yo.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Yeah.
Just kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
I'll kiss you back.
Now I'm hoping that you hear me, cause I love it when you hear me. And I'm telling you sincerely that if you kiss me, girl, I'll kiss you back. Cause I really, really, really like you, and I just wanna make it clear. We're gonna keep it fair and square.
Kiss me, and I'll kiss you back. Yo, it's not funny. Real cute is what you say to me. But any other way you're playing me, if you love me, then I'll love you back.
Love me.
When you say I get the most out of this, it kind of bothers me. A fair exchange and no robbery.
Love me, girl, and I love you back.
Love me, girl, and I love you back.
Now I'm hoping that you hear me, cause I love it when you hear me. And you know I know you need me, so I guess that we could do this.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
Alright, sing it with me again, come on.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
Come on, keep it going.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
Yeah, ladies.
Love me, boy, I'll love you back.
Oh yeah, yo, I'm with it. That's cool, now let's change it up a little bit.
If you play with my tummy, I'll tickle your feet.
If you play with my tummy, you know, I'll tickle your feet.
If you touch me here, I'll touch you there.
Yeah, put lotion on me.
Kiss me and I'll kiss you back.
I'll kiss you back.
You love me, girl, I love you back.
We know what you go through, sometimes we put you down. People treat you cold and they know you sleep around. We never wanna disrespect you, and I'll never tell anyone in town. Well, if you love me, then I'll love you back. I'm asking if you're down. I'm hoping that you hear me, cause I love it when you hear me. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
I'll kiss you back.
You know I know
you know this. So I guess that we could do this. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Know what I'm saying? I mean, how about that?
Kiss me.
If it's a deal to you, it's a deal to me. But y'all,
kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Y'all, let's kick it one more time. Come on, kick it.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Kiss me.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
And I'll kiss you back.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back. If you play with my feet, I'll tickle your tummy.
If you love me, boy, I'll love you back.
Yeah, I like when the girls do it.
If you love me, boy, I'll love you back.
Come on, ladies, one more time, kick it.
If you love me, boy, I'll love you back.
Kiss me, then I'll kiss you back. But if you hit me, then I'll hit you back.
Smack me, and I'll smack you back.
If you scratch me here, I'll scratch you there.
I'll put lotion on me.
Kiss me, then I'll kiss you back. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back. If you kiss me, girl, I'll kiss you back. If you touch me here, I'll touch you there. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Yeah. Yo, this is pumping. Yo, Shock is pumping, man. It sounds like something I do.
I hear you, huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Except I do it like this. Hit it, girls. If you pinch my nose, I'll play with your toes.
Right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yo, if you look real cutie, I'll play with your booty. Yeah. Check it.
Yo, but
if you hold my nuts. All
right, I'm that's like, enough. That's enough.
What?
No,
all right.
No, no, huh? Come on, man.
All right,
no,
all right,
no.
All right.
Let's just keep it cool, know what I'm saying?
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Hold my nose.
Uh-huh.
If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Just have fun with it, man, know what I'm saying?
So kiss me, then I'll kiss you back. Kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
All right.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop. Wee, wee, chocolate crust so far.
I'm shimmy and I might go pop.
That was different.
Wee-wee chocolate crossover.
Yeah.
You see that? You see that? We know what you go through. Sometimes they put you down. Niggas treat you cold when they know you sleep around. I really never disrespect. See, they were giving hoes a shout out early in the game.
Hoes.
Yeah.
We do love them hoes.
They do.
In truth.
But no. Even with my recent stalker or whatever, nigga can't catch a hint. Like, nigga, you showed your psycho side. It's over. Like, no.
You gonna come back and play the voicemail? There was a... For those who've been listening, Richard's been having a stalker.
It wasn't a good voicemail, though.
There was a voicemail.
It wasn't like your voicemail. Hey, yours was entertaining.
I happen to know colorful individuals. You know what I'm saying?
This was a waste of tape right here. It was blah.
That should sound like actual real evidence. You know what I'm saying?
Hell, I erased the bulk of the text messages. I should have kept them chicks.
The chilling voicemail. They played the ominous music in the background. I ain't going to talk it up, though. Knock on wood. Don't go to the hip-hop spot till for like, you got to wait like 4 months.
2 months. Oh, two. Four? He did sound 4 months psycho, didn't he?
You gotta let him find somebody else that he gonna put his time
in. I don't think nobody gonna want him.
Well, they might not want him, but his time and energy and focus will go somewhere to where he can get like some sort of feedback.
You know, he put my whole, you're supposed to be a Christian. Oh, but I am, and God blessed me with a little thing called common sense to see red flags and say, whoa there. Yes.
We'll be in the Christian.
Just like Big Sean, be like, whoa there.
You're supposed to be a Christian.
You're supposed to be a Christian. Like, what the hell?
I'm hey. Cooking when I might go pop.
I done messed up a speaker that I'm going to have to fix in a second. I did. Just the screen.
No, that speaker's already broken.
Okay, cool. I feel much better about breaking it.
Broke it some more.
But no, it's just like it did. The bishop be wondering why I don't never incorporate no new dick into my life. I wasn't gonna say it like that, and I'm sorry for you to say that.
I'll be wondering. Hey,
no, but you say I need to stop recycling.
Well, you are to a degree, yeah, because I mean, you keep going back to the shit that didn't work.
Well, damn. But you know, there ain't no boyfriends. It never didn't work. We just never went there. We just went there. We went here, but not here.
We ain't here.
You know?
We ain't never here.
I don't know. I'm going to figure it out. That's why I'm listening to rap love songs, so I can get it right. We're going to put on one of my old school favorites. It's not really old school, but I don't know why this song was even bigger. You know, they had a big video, though. Even Idris Elba was in it. And the chick that always played a Puerto Rican teacher and stuff. Either way, go. It's that Joe and Armageddon featuring Tony Sunshine. All I Need. I love this one. You know the one I'm talking about. She used to be on Flex Show.
Flex! Trust me.
I'm in the studio at night, you think I'm out with the guys. Every time I speak to you, you got something to say. According to you, I must be crushing all day. All I'm asking you for is to be more trusting. I'm out of town all the time and don't accuse you of nothing. Picture me creeping with a chick on tour. When you love my sons as if they was yours. I know at times you feel alone, cause I'm not home. That's why every few hours I pick up the phone. To reassure you, my love is more than it seems. I adore you, my wife, my Colombian queen. I promise to never stray. I'm honored every day to have a woman like you in the life of Jose. Hey,
I don't care about nothing else, my baby.
I don't care.
All I care is about being here for you.
Oh,
and I won't stare at nobody else, my baby.
Promise I won't stare.
All I need is you.
All I need.
Yeah, pounds of gold is all this. First is first, you my queen goddess. My moon, my earth, the wisdom to it. Knowledge, I swear to God, it amazes me how you stay in college and still manage to raise my baby boy when I'm gone and touring, making dollars, assuming that you know that I love you, but regardless, I feel the time I showed you. Bless you with this ring, now that's something to hold you down to it. Come back, me and my lady got history. She's worth and deserves more than this cold world has given me to share with her word. And I don't care about nothing else except my girl. Not myself, no one else, just my girl. You bring life to my world. You give me strength to go on and face life, even when it seems all hope's gone. Label my wife, but you truly exceed the title. You're my future, my happiness, my heart, my idol. I promise, girl, that
I don't care about nothing else, my baby.
If you love your man, you need to hold your man, embrace your man, and just grab his hand. Repeat after me, I promise to stay true and give you all of me. Whether he's locked down or on the ground, or whether he's out of work or at work on time, you need to trust that man and respect that man. And you get what you feel you deserve from that man.
Cause I need somebody who will stand by me. The good times and bad times, you will always be my girl.
About nothing else, my
baby, I don't care.
All I care is
Junior.
I miss. You know what? You think he would have been better had Pun lived longer?
I think he would have been the same, but people would have like followed him more and liked him more because he was around Pun, and him and Pun would do good things together.
Yeah.
But like Fat Joe by himself, I've never been like all that crazy about. The Lean Back was.
I'm about to say after Lean Back, really, what can you really say about Fat
Joe? The one, the joint with R. Kelly on it is good too. I forget the name of that song. I like that song.
For some reason, I went straight to Fiesta. But I know that's not Fiesta. It. The Fiesta. That was one of R. Kelly's songs I did not like.
You don't like Fiesta?
I do not like Fiesta.
Like the remix now.
Oh, okay, that's different. But the original?
Well, the original don't count. Like the remix is like the real Fiesta.
Oh, okay.
Fiesta, the real one. That's the remix is the real one. To anybody out there listening, you know what I'm saying?
The remix is the original.
Yeah, it's like Wipe Me Down. Like Wipe the me original down. Wipe Me Down
was whack.
Many sound. People probably have never heard that song.
Wipe Me Down.
But the remix,
head,
that should go off.
Shoulder, knees, toes, head, shoulders,
knees.
Shouldn't you do that in the shower prior to coming out? Why I gotta wipe you down? This is grown ass Empress Journey and her questions. See, trying to figure out why.
You gonna have to wipe it out.
You know what? I'm just gonna go ahead and tell the truth. I can call my cousin. She can confirm this. I've never been good with the spelling songs. I can't spell the beat, y'all. I can't spell to the beat. I be fucking it up.
You should stay away from songs like that, then.
You know, because when I
as well as INDEPENDENT. Do you know what that means?
That's too much. That's independent. I know what it spells, but I couldn't get it all out. I can assure you, because I was doing like I was rapping the hell out of a B.I.G. song. But yeah, it was B-I-G-P-O-P-A. I couldn't get it for shit back in the day. That's how I got it now, because I had to say it, because I'm going. I'll be rapping. Rapping tap tap.
Can't spell to the beats.
I can't.
Can't solos. Fuck you up then.
Let me tell you about Rap Star on the Xbox 360, y'all. I finally broke down and bought me one. And I was trying to do Rap Star. I was doing real good on that. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre, ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. I be going too low, tell G's going crazy. But then here comes Snoop wanting to spell to the beat. They on my score driving. I say, ain't this some shit?
Ain't this some bullshit?
But I'm telling you, as soon as I leave here, I'm going to get on my hip hop experience.
On Rap Star? Is that rap? Is that rap? How many songs is on it?
Oh, it's a bunch of them. It's like.
That shit's cool.
I like it. And it's for the Lolo. I got it for like
$7. $7? Yeah. Where'd you get that at?
I got it online. You know I'm the queen of online because I need to get the bundle. But you can get it if you already got the microphone because you got the...
I don't have the microphone.
I thought you had the set.
The set what? The guy, the rock Guitar band Hero, shit.
Yeah.
Now I got a couple few guitars that I damn fuck with the Guitar Hero with.
Oh, but, well, I have to get you the bundle. I can get you the bundle for like $7. But... It come with the mic too, and I need another mic so I can have people. I ain't been on the mic since a Lone Star came to visit.
They need the R&B star, yo. That shit would be the shit.
I was trying to download more songs, but I think it's too late.
Do
I think
they
it's
have
too
R&B
late for
songs
me.
On it at all?
No, she told me if I get like Guitar Hero, I can do the singing parts to those.
Oh,
I've been looking for karaoke games because I be in there killing me.
Oh,
I know.
Do some of that David Ruffin on that thing.
I know. Miss you.
It's my story. Niggas be in there like the Temptations for real. With the dancing and all that shit. Because that shit's a part of that shit too, man.
Oh, they got Karaoke Revolution, whatever the hell that. They got Glee. They got the Glee one.
I don't want that bullshit.
It's the same songs, just probably a little different.
They probably have all them Glee songs on there.
But the Glee songs be real songs. Then they just funk up.
I've seen Glee like a half a time.
Let me tell you about when I saw Glee and they were singing The Butt and not The Butt, they were singing what's the song you don't like? Baby Got Back in pure harmony.
Why do you think I don't like that song?
Because you said it wasn't one of your favorites from him on a prior show.
Not one of my favorites from Sir Mix-a-Lot. I think he has like much better songs than fucking Baby Got Back, but I like Baby Got Back.
Oh.
He became defined for Baby Got Back And then try to make that shit again, and that's when he fucking fell off. From before that, Sir Mix-a-Lot was that thing.
True.
He was at least decent to okay, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you got me sitting here. I lost focus, y'all. I really did start looking up karaoke games because, like, I'm a gamer now. I got a card from Best Buy, and I also have a GameStop card, see? Because I'm a gamer. I buy games.
Now you a gamer.
Yeah.
You actually winning that other games you play?
Those, yes. Yeah. I still suck at Grand Theft. Yeah, I tow up Gay Tony's car. And have yet to go back. Because I just sat down, I started hitting lights and stuff, and I got mad. And I can't get out of training when it comes to Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. These are truths. These are my truths. But I'm going to work on it. But the other games be getting me, because I got hip-hop. I just got the hip-hop experience. Boy, you can't tell me I don't be in there. But I suck at Dance Central. Hip-hop experience gives you a little more leniency to fuck up.
Leniency?
To fuck up. Mm-hmm. But, oh, is that me? I hope that's not Stalker. But anyway, go.
It's definitely you. Is it Stalker?
No, it's not. Cool. Thank the Lord.
Very good.
I know, right? Because I would really have to hate to chop off his texting finger.
Texting finger.
But I will. We're going to throw on that LL Cool J. I need love.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes blur, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing up the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true. Holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying no more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love. So you can walk over a puddle. I give you a rose, pull out your chair before we eat. Kiss you on the cheek and say, ooh girl, you're so sweet. It's deja vu whenever I'm with you. I could go on forever telling you what I do, but where you at, you're neither here nor there. I swear I can't find you anywhere. Damn sure ain't in my closet or under my rug. This love search is really making me bug. And if you know who you are, why don't you make yourself seen? Take the chance with my love and you'll find out what I mean. Fantasies can run, but they can't hide. And when I find you, I'ma pour all my love inside. I need love. Thank you.
brother. Friendship, trust, honor, respect, admiration. This whole experience has been such a revelation. It's taught me love and how to be a real man. To always be considerate and do all I can. Protect you, you're my lady and you mean so much. My body tingles all over from the slightest touch of your hand. And understand, I'll be frozen in time. Till we meet face to face and you tell me your mind. If I find you, girl, I swear I'll be a good man. I'm not gonna leave it in destiny's hands. I can't sit and wait for my princess to arrive. I gotta struggle and fight to keep my dream alive. I search the whole world for that special girl. When I finally find you, watch our love unfurl. I need love.
Playing make believe, pretending that I'm true.
This nigga was the first R&B thug. For real though. This nigga was in the video with the Kangol on hard face. I need love. Nigga, what kind of shit is this? Hey man, put that shit back on bad dog. Put that shit on Bristol Hotel or something, man.
All I need is my radio.
You could have told when they got break out with a girl. Nigga just had the radio play, I Need Love. Going side to side, but it was either this or Teenage Love.
Oh, that's Teenage had Love. Oh, we got, I didn't even put that on there. We got to put Teenage Love. Love on there. That's my
don't,
shit.
Don't hurt me again.
We got to put that shit on. We got to do that. That was one of my favorites. But, or when you was at school and they came on at the little dance, them dudes be like, I need do they head down with their hand out? It was little routines to this left and damn right. You hear me?
I can believe they did have routines. However, Bish was not in none of those shits.
Bish ain't gonna tell us the truth about them routines. I'll let y'all know after the flip side.
Only time I had a routine I was in was when me, my brother, my cousin, we had a routine. We had one for Beastie Boys, then we had one for We Want Easy.
Now can I see these?
You can look back. I don't know. One of them was on tape, definitely. It's kind of funny. But,
you can tell how long ago that shit
was. Now, you'll never see that shit.
Why not? I'm going to hit Juice on the Instagram.
What do you think Juice got?
Who got it? You got it? Oh.
I don't got it. I don't know where it's at. That shit's probably gone. It's always does. That shit's still around.
Oh, it's gonna surface one day when we blow up and I'm gonna roll. What they gonna be like, Henry Mason, is this you? On Twitter. And I'll be like, ooh, yeah.
I was doing it to some Easy Eater, you know what I'm saying? That, you know what I'm saying? That. Not like, you know.
I can't.
Recently with damn, you know, shit. The R&B Thug. Yeah, we got one of the special that I gotta make. Did I say that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. I'm just like background dancing in that one.
We were just fucking around
with they had the videotape camera where you had to like put the actual videotape in the camera.
Yes, yeah. I had several. Me and my cousin used to take mine to the mall and we would rate dudes as they walked by. I still got a tape of when I asked Jason to go to the prom with me. That was sweet. I was like, would you go to the prom with me? He said yes, because you so sweet. And I said, aw. Yeah, we end up not going to the prom together, though. Anyway, we're going to take it to one of the homies. I swear, every time they do a show, I be like, Chiba, can you please do my song? Can you please do my song? But they be needing Taylor Woods. Ain't that man name before I messed up? Yeah, Taylor Woods to do it. And Taylor Woods don't never be with them, so I never get to hear Gotcha in person. But I told him I was singing Taylor's part, but he just laughed.
They weren't with it.
No. He ain't even heard my good singing voice. I can do it. Come on, we gonna put it on. This is Gotcha. this is my shit. You want me to choose between my music and you? I mean, this is that shit we ain't supposed to be going through. Yeah.
Dividends, Beamers, buggies with lizard skin. All I get is nagging, no affection, no passion. What happened is celebrating, phone sex, masturbating. Late night never failed, long distance conversating. Been met the parents, plus I bonded with the family. So why I keep falling in insanity? And how can it be you asking me to choose between my music and you? This is something I never imagined we would be going through.
Tell me how you make a pimp cry, how you got the pearlies spent around your neck, girl. How you make me spin sheen, make me carry photos, show it to my chief crooks, said I'm off my best lane, man, you up to me, how you make them say that, and you know I don't care, how you on the meanest magazine, styling a mohair, how you the best ever, how could I ever cheat and smile at you, gotcha,
oh, 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 I gotcha, need love, you got me caught up, in between, sugar love.
This ain't no carousel ride, but this is my first plea, and this is my last cry. She worse than paparazzi, probably bugging my hibachis. Wanna listen and watch me, why don't you just trust me and love me? Let me tell you my secrets and show you all of my gratitude. I'm doing this for us, so you should dead the attitude. We said we will always sip Zay till we old and gray, and maybe one day have a wedding bouquet.
I'm in the post-seater, Maglina, Cadillac doors, Fonina's track, she will see me speed off. Why? Magic is magic. Romantic's romantic.
Now catch me on the fly.
We're not here, not now. Meet me on the blue cloud of love, red cloud of passion. Mac Diva fashion. His and her mix, his and her watches, she and his cash.
Oh, 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 I gotcha. Need love. You got me caught up in between.
Steady shooting up my movie. Why she thinks she always gonna catch me with some groupies? I can't help it if women wanna pursue me, but it's you that soothe me, they just wanna use me.
I'm still a tiptoe, blindfold, walking through the cascade. It's me and her world, we gon' live it to the last day. She at the top of my list for the diamond race, plus for the diamond lace, diamonds on the ring.
Oh, 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 I gotcha. Need love. You got me caught up in between.
Didn't that sound good?
Somehow I'm not surprised that they never asked you to sing this part.
What? What? Did you not hear what I just did?
I heard it. Indeed, I did. They probably have heard it too.
Rude. I can do the whole song by myself. Y'all keep on sleeping on me. Keep on, niggas. I'm going to cut you one day. Keep on. My shit sound great.
Nah, I got to cut you.
But I love that song because that should speak to people who have careers where, like, the average person won't understand. I really feel that way, because a lot of the times it would take a strong man to actually make me go back into, like, a relationship mood type deal. Because you gotta understand, this life that I live is not like other chicks' lives. I'm around dudes a lot. And you gotta be able to trust me. Because it's like, I'm not out here. Hell, I turned down no comment. But trust, I wanted to. But it was against my code. I did want to.
Against my code.
It's against my code. Every woman gotta have a code. You got a code, bitch? Or you just down for whatever?
What do you mean?
You got a code you live by. Like, I don't mess with rappers.
I got several codes. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, what do those out there? Because them seem secretive.
Maybe they are secretive. I'm not real sure what you're talking about, but I do have, like, you know.
What? I mean, you share? What's your life codes?
I don't know. It's just certain shit I don't fuck with.
Right?
I don't know. I'm on the spot now. I don't know. I don't really understand what you mean. Like, your code. What about him was that you was a fuck with? Because he's a rapper. You don't fuck with.
You know, I don't date rappers. I try to stay away from industry people. Period. Actually, you know, ever since that original rapper, bitch, you know who you are. You made that them songs about me. Like, this nigga here. Sensitive, you know, rappers are actually quite sensitive ass rapper. You starting to feel a way and you gonna write it down and put it to a beat? That's how we do?
That, we just played that song. That was fucking LL Cool J. Nigga felt like he needed love. He was sitting all alone in his room, staring at the wall. Then he started
hearing. But that's a good one. I'm talking about them bad ones. Voice
and shit. He was hearing voices.
I'm talking about them bad emotional ones when the niggas start putting your business in the street and shit. Like, really, nigga? Really? That's what we do? I wouldn't even date nobody I went to school with because they put y'all business in the street. Fuck that. Nobody needs that type of pressure.
Such is true.
Nobody. Anywho, that's just my life, folks. It's real simple. And I date people who match me. That's another code, too. I can't keep dating
undesirables. I don't know if I got shit I can't really do. Like, damn. Yeah, we're not even going to speak on that. But,
I do. I got a 2-kid maximum, and that 2 is pushing it. I do.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta have what?
Negotiable many times, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's somebody you'll break the rules for.
Yeah, if the kids don't live in their direct city. See? Or state.
Once you start putting qualifications, it's only a matter of time.
If it's direct drama, I don't do that. Let's see. You gotta match me. I got a car. You gotta have a car. I got my own place. You gotta have your own place. I make my own money. You need to make your own money. Like, you gotta match me. If you don't, if we not equal, if we not here, then we ain't here.
That's interesting you would say that. That's a different discussion for a different program.
Really?
Yeah. Because a lot of women feel that way. So it get to the point where, like, you know, that should be fucking them up. Because if you on your shit, you're going to have more shit than most motherfuckers.
I didn't say he had to have exactly the number. I just said he has to match. Like, I can have a 2013 car. He can have a 99 for all I give a fuck, as long as it get him from point A to point B, because I'm not going to do that.
What if the transportation is unreliable or something like that?
Well, I'm going to need him to know how to fix cars so he can have reliable transportation. Because all that toting you to and fro, like, I've done that before. I'm not doing that shit no more. Fuck that. Like, yeah. I'm just saying, you ain't got to have a job like I have a job. You just got to have a job.
Got to be doing something.
You know, you got to do something. I'm not saying you got to, like, I make $60,000, you got to make $60,000. Not like that. I'm just saying, you ain't going to fucking live off of my ass.
Is there a baseline number?
Depending on what they do.
Or it's just enough to, like,
I say enough for you to take care of you.
Yeah.
Not even me. I can take care of me. I've been taking care of me since I was fucking 18. You need to take care of you.
You gotta have enough to take
care of you. Because I don't look to me to take, that's for me, old boy. Don't look to me to goddamn come and be Captain Save-A-Ho. No. Nigga, I'm gonna need you to learn how to save your fucking money for rainy days. And it rains a lot over your head for some reason. I don't know. I don't have that many rainy days. Your days seem to be storming. You be having Hurricane Hugos over there.
Hurricane.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna need you to grow the fuck up and get your shit together.
Swear to God, I'm nervous. Uh-huh.
I'm just saying. That, those just like some of my qualifications. So, like, that's how I see life in general.
I see life.
I'm just saying, if I get up and go to work, don't think you're going to be at my house running up my fucking Duke Power bill. I'm just saying, I got enough shit. I deal with them every day. Like, I got to pay Sally Mae back. I ain't going to goddamn help you pay your Sally Mae back. Shit.
That is one, I guess that's one of my rules right there, too.
What?
You got to do something. I can't be with a motherfucker who ain't doing nothing.
I know lady on fucking
I don't give a fuck. Friends, girlfriend, homeboy, damn. If you ain't got no job and you ain't doing shit, you ain't never got no money, I can't be around you.
Somebody naming no names ain't had no fucking job since the day I fucking met this nigga. And he got responsibilities. Well, I feel like this nigga needs to have a job. I actually got him two jobs. This motherfucker never went. I was like, oh, at first I'm thinking you getting a hard time. Because of your situation, you might have a little harder time finding a job. I found you a job. They say all you got to do is come the fuck in.
Word.
And you ain't do that. Oh, I overslept. What the fuck?
You don't want to work.
You don't want to work. Like, that shit, that was, you know who I'm talking about.
I think I do.
I'll tell you off here. Okay. But yeah, that was part of our downfall right there. Well, technically, he was never in the whole equation to that degree. But still, even our friendship, I can't respect you as a fucking man if your ass ain't doing shit.
Gotta do something.
Like, how are you? How the fuck are you getting from? You can't live off of bitches your whole life.
It's niggas that do that, though. They just might not be able to live off of one bitch, but they go from bitch to bitch to bitch.
That's damn
shit. Living off of them. I mean, hey, get it how you live. I ain't hating no
one. I ain't that damn lonely. I ain't never gonna be that lonely where I need a nigga to sit up under my motherfucking ass and live off of me and goddamn raise my fucking prices and shit.
It would seem like a motherfucker would, like, you would want
to
be able to damn not have to damn ask another motherfucker for some shit and just go get your own shit. Just bam, I want it. I'm gonna go get it. Bam, here it is. I got it. I had to ask no one. I have to fucking.
And then let a bitch not get what the fuck he wanna get. Like, I just seen him blank on bitches before.
Oh, well, yeah, that situation ain't gonna last for so long.
Mm. But he got that bitch in him. He got that bitch in him. Anyway, I forgot. I went there. I'm sorry. I went all the way over there. And I'm here.
Going off, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just, I can't stand lazy ass niggas. I can't. Get up. Get out. Cut that bullshit out. Aren't you sick and tired of having to do without? I mean, CeeLo asked you. I would start seeing me in these damn songs. Like, I tell y'all, I don't work, but I don't ask nobody for money either. I do me. I take care of my bills. I take care of my household. I take care of my fucking car. Matter of fact, I'm about to buy a new car. So, I take care of me. Journey do her. She good. I don't ask nobody for shit. You can ask anybody around me. I ain't ask nobody for shit. Not even my mama. And then, I just can't respect the nigga that don't go out here and grind theirs. Shit. This shit pisses me off. Anyway, we went on getting my beautiful skin. Oh, I love this song.
This particular song right here is dedicated to the black woman. And it doesn't pertain to all black women. Some of y'all disrespect yourselves because you don't know who you are in the first place. This is out of common respect for all women, period. Well, like this song. Yo, I'm quite single and occasionally I mingle. But aside from all the rest, she sparks my interest. No ma'am, I don't know you. Just offering the common respect I feel I owe you. Also, some conversation, companionship, common ground and common sense. There's no such thing as coincidence in me finding you here. And I really hate screaming in your ear. So some of the time, okay, I waited a day. Hello, this is Carlito from a couple of days ago. You sound tired, forgive me if I call you too late. But what better time to relate my state? Where could I begin? Has anyone ever told
told you got beautiful skin. You're more than welcome. What did you desire within? I just wanna be. There's no need to put titles on you and me. Those are limitations. Living and learning are our only obligations. Equality, honesty, independence, intelligence, emotion and devotion, humbly seeking to hear God when he's speaking. At one time my mind just couldn't conceive. A woman had to dress a certain way to believe. But in the same breath, allow me to say that if you believe, young lady, you wouldn't dress that way. And I was attracted to your class. I couldn't see all your ass, and I was very content. You deserved every compliment. Now, remember how indifferences make us the same. You gotta have the game, or you ain't even gonna be able to take care of yourself. And love, when I look at you, I see my reflection. So I offer my love, affection, and protection. Shout it, you did fine, but the bottom line is, you still my sister.
Yeah, I said you're my beginning and my end. You're my sister, lover, and friend. God is your life from within. It's shine for your beautiful skin. One day, say bye to you. There's only if there is no you. I hope that you understand. You got to respect yourself before I can.
I met you when y'all knew. Saw you again on Marietta, downtown Atlanta, checking your long legs. Got me smirking, fixed me dinner one night. Candles lit, kinda thought you was slick in the beginning, but it turned out you wouldn't lie. Look me in my eye, I listened, sucked it up, pushed on. We made amends, both sides clicked, true friends. Since then, years ain't gone by. Brought a baby girl into this world, made our parents grandfolks. Household with no pope. Took care of ye, you, me. When shit got put out on the curb, closer than the skin on the back of my hand. Through the thick and thin, we can win. Beautiful black skin.
Beginning in my hand. You're my sister, lover, and friend. God is your life from within. It's shine for your beautiful skin. One day, say bye to Andrew. There's only if there is no you. I hope that you understand. You got to respect yourself before I can.
No need to compete. With the music loud, while stairs cold. But on a scale of 1 to 10, you were 12. I chose up over jail and hell. Originally from ATL.
Compatible souls come together under bad weather to discuss distrust amongst the so-called good in every one man. How I wish this was true. I deal with facts only. Already done clone man. Why I sang the blues with there's only one God that watches over our every step. I need his help when I'm walking. Looking for the right female, I can't tell sometimes. They tell me the devil's coming, humble in his approach. Spontaneous with the game, he cropped the naive of a girl falling for the okay. Let the pure to smoke, the one who live by, die by. Example of how relationships can be.
I rose the dice, taking a chance, they crapping out. Like today, boy, I lost one of my best lips. Not your thick lips, no animal fat implants, wide low. Just started working at the airport, night. 10 years old, worth more hope, weight, and gold. But it was all my fault, so don't cry, I will stand. If down the line I want you back, and if it land ain't mutual, just promise me you'll find a humane. It's about some business. Hope she found what hope was looking for, like a dream of Martin. I wanted to be more than friends. Beautiful black skin.
Black skin. Beginning in my hand. You're my sister, lover, and friend. Your beautiful skin. One day, say bye to Andrew. There's no me if there is no you. I hope that you understand. You got to respect yourself before I can say you're my beginning and my end. You're my sister, lover, and friend. God is your life forever. And it's shine for your beautiful skin. One day, say bye to Andrew. Yourself before I can.
Yo, this is a public announcement. Man, I'm so sick of seeing trash on the damn street, man. I'm sick of y'all folk coming up out of the store, taking your little candy out, throwing the little paper on the ground, man. It's fucking up the hood. Also, man, I'm sick of y'all folks standing around. You know, when you're talking to your folk or something, y'all drinking on a little something, something. You take it, you pour it out to your dead homies, but then you throw the bitch right at them. Man, don't shut me up, homie. I'm doing what I do. I'm just sick of seeing that all around the nation, man. We fucking up our own hood.
Message.
That was like the first, like, nigga, public announcement, nigga. just on the record, like, what? Damn, the CD still on? What the fuck
is that? Was on his heart. I do PGA, so I understand where he was going with
it. He must have, you know what I'm saying?
Because I'm about to do a PGA right now, actually, in the spirit of that essay. How motherfuckers say, oh, you get money, get mad when you ask about your money?
Motherfuckers do that with a certain amount of regularity.
Like, nigga, you owe me money. Give me my motherfucking money.
Word. That made me, that lets me know that I don't need to loan you no money no more. And I tell people, if I loan them money, before I loan it, I'll be like, hey, nah. Ain't nothing personal. But I'm going to need this back. So we understand going in that now, I'm going to be asking for my money back. I need it back, please. Yes.
I wrote off a certain amount somebody owed me. I was just like, throw my hands in the air. I ain't never gonna see that shit again. Fuck it. Yeah.
Well, but you keep your eye out in the event that you come across them with something of theirs that you can begin to take for like
reimbursement.
Collateral purposes. I know I do. If you owe me money and I come around you and some shit just happened to be missing, or I get you to buy me some shit. Oh no, you ain't getting that back. And I still want the money. I want the in full sum. All the rest of the shit, that shit is tax, and that shit is damn interest. Yes. Fuck that. I need it. You owe me that. Let me get that right there.
Your remote start leaving your house. I'm gonna make your life very uncomfortable until I get my money back.
No, it ain't even that vindictive. It's just something damn. If I feel like I can use it, if you got it. Damn, man, let me hold that shit right there. Shh. Oh, yeah, that me now.
I don't know.
And if you ask for it back, hey, man, you got that money? So I put on their brain like, damn. Every time I ask for that shit back, this nigga can ask about the money. So I ain't ask about that shit no more. So it's on to the next. And then you be like, damn, hey man, I can hold some shit. Nah, man, you know what? Hey man, you know you owe me that shit. You know, money, you know? Damn. Every time nigga asks to hold some shit, he bring up my own money. I gotta tell him, yeah. Who? And I still want the money.
Oh no, I'm trying, like, in my spirit, not do some spiteful ass shit, because I know how I'm trying not to be 19-year-old Journey and do some shit I would do back in the day. But yeah, in my head, it's a time limit to funds owed before I start acting ignorant. It's a certain amount that I'll let go, and it's a certain amount I start acting ignorant. I'm about to start acting ignorant.
Shit, I myself was just saying, I ain't gonna go through no whole bunch of shit about it. If I gotta do a small claims cut, you can pay me, or you won't go to court. We can do what? I do business. I need my money. Seriously.
Yeah, in real life, run me my money. We gonna keep it in the A. We gonna go to Sleepy Brown. I can't wait. I love this. You know what? I don't even like the whole song. I like the chorus, and I like Andre 3000 part. Silk in the winter, leather in the summer. What? Who does that, Andre? Really? 3 stacks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Camilio Salamander. Please, please, please be calm. And we will make this a beautiful experience. Y'all three, come on. Come on. Come on. It's all right, babe. I'm not going to hurt you. Yeah, come on. Y'all looking good. You know what? You sit down for a second. Come on, sit down.
I know.
I'm going to talk to you. Sit down.
Leather in the summer, silk in the winter. This is such an art, where do I begin? Used to sing tenor in the church choir. Really, I was flexing, but the girls, they were fine. I'm that type of guy that noticed subtle signs. When I cuddle mine, she ain't even trying to look sexy. But even if she was, so what? Mother grow up, don't mean to be so abrupt, but that lets me know that she's a human being, and being human's hard on the boulevard. Girl, you got it bad, glad I'm not one, but yet you got it good, you are the hot one. But I'm Andre, Benjamin Andre to be exact. You'd hope to meet a gentleman one day, well this is that. In fact, Dookie introduced us at a show about a year or so ago, I don't know. Mind slips me, I'm in the southern states, you know, where all the pimps be dressing all boogie and carrying ugly cups. And yes, you're getting booed if your sh** do not get down. And yes, you're getting sued by women who didn't get up out they seat on the bus. And feet shouldn't rust, and beat is a must, and we shouldn't lust, but we do. I'm laughing at the calendars and clocks, ascot to mesh the socks. What's in your speaker box? Pink and blue. You're lollygagging, you're slow poking, you got me open, you're playing with me. Darling, I'm not a toy, as if Anita Baker brings the joy. You're a kinder, the tyner, meaning the real McCoy. I can't wait.
To the line of scrimmage too soon, the line of trying to get in business on the full moon. Should I play it cool and be the one to make the first move, anticipating and contemplating she got you sprung, dude? I'm finna get a mighty middle, what you gonna do? I tell you what, we won't be falling for that 1-2. Just kick your sex off in the boom boom if she want to, and if she don't, then I'll dial another date. That means find another face to replace, cause I can't wait.
This is dedicated to
All right. Oh shit. Oh yeah. Shouts out to DJ T Red. I met him, Fleet Brother, in Memphis. Did I go to Memphis? Yeah, no, I went to Nashville. In Nashville this weekend at the Southern Entertainment Awards. Shouts out to him. We running a little late today because I'm sorry, things just happen in life. So make sure you listen to us Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 or later. Follow us on all the social media networks at Heavy Mixing, at Empress Journey, at Baynet Radio. Make sure you check out the site. BaynetRadio.com is really hot. EmbersJourney.com is pretty swifty too. I try to update it daily. Sometimes I do more than one posting in a day, so I just leave it alone for a couple of days. But either way, keep up with the goings. FleetDJRadio.net. Tune in app. Lead DJs. We around here. Alright. We out.
100.
Oh, no. Stop. Our last two songs. Knock in the Boots, Candyman, and MC Light, Win and Love. Then we out.
Attention all ladies, the Candyman is on the prowl, and for those that want to get busy, you got to speak up now.
This one, this time, is one of a kind, blowing your mind like all of the Candyman can, like a heavyweight champion, knocking them out, another bout without a doubt. Once again, you can scream and shout, when I rock the bells, yell out my name. This is what you've been missing. Listen to my heartbeat while I'm whispering. I know you're suffering. So sweet, a Candyman sweet nothing's hugging and tugging and rubbing, loving it all, having a ball. All y'all girlies next to me, talking sex to me. We can't do that yet, but I bet we'll chill. Candyman, tell them the truth. We'll still end up knocking the boots.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you.
At each and every show, there's this groupie. Artist knows what she wants to do to me. She knows my name, knows every rap routine. But how'd she get in my limousine? Don't act a fool, don't drool, I'm just a performer. I was cool, but the room got warmer. Norma cornered me in, her and a friend named Lynn. Then, they took me into the Holiday Inn. I didn't let them wait, said my pockets was thin. She blew me a kiss, I knew she wasn't new to this. I didn't want to, but the devil made me do it. Till the tick-tock, yeah, don't stop. We knock boots till 6 o'clock as we lay. All night long and early in the morning, she sang this song.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. Once I get my hands on you. Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go. I hope you feel the same way too.
Girl, I do. I know of love is what I'm entering. When I mention it, you're surrendering. Giving it up like a good girl has to. Living it up. Eventually, you ask to stay. You're gonna pay for this. Just rest your breath on my chest. Yes, I'm impressed with the way you cold love me down. I don't wanna sit down. I just wanna get down. I'm on the ground down on my knees. Like James Brown singing, please, please. Round two, I'm down to do what it takes to make you understand. I'm the Candy Man and I melt in your mouth, not in your hand. Hard as a rock, yes, I'm no sucker. The boots I knock make me one bad mother. Knocking while I'm here hopping. Many people say my lyrics are shocking. Just because of the simple subject, everyone should love this, cause everybody does it. Whether they admit it or if they deny it, you better keep quiet, or else you might have to see a few skeletons. But girl, that's irrelevant. Break out the bottle of Osti Spumante. Pop off the top and rock with my posse. Feel it out, Big Deal and D-Fly. We ask the questions, you give the reply. MC Chip, Big Robin, Bud. Rocking on the water bin, knocking on the rug. I'm just playing, what I'm saying ain't ill. Girl, you should know I'm real.
and say I must have been deranged. I'm talking like picking your lover's nose, cooking his food and washing his clothes. And if you thought that was going too far, what about giving him the keys to the car? You could be partying and having a ball, but just stop and check your messages to see if he called. How about sitting in the house all night, waiting for the phone to ring? That ain't right, but you do it anyway because you love him to death. And if he was dying, you give your last breath. You gotta go through the good and the bad. Pray to the one up above, it's not a bad. You'll do some crazy things when in love. Those in love know what I'm speaking of.
DJs.